One new text message from August, December 31st, 4:47 p.m. Got your message. You know why I'm mad at you now? Did Summer tell you? One new text message from Jack Will, December 31st, 4:49 p.m. She told me Bleeding Scream as hint, but I didn't get it at first. Then I remember seeing Bleeding Scream in Home on Halloween. Didn't know it was you. Thought you were coming as Boba Fett. One new text message from August, December 31st, 4:51 p.m. I changed my mind at the last minute. Did you really punch Julian? One new text message from Jack Will, December 31st, 4:54 p.m. Yeah, I punched him, knocked out a tooth in the back. A baby tooth. One new text message from August, December 31st, 4:55 p.m. Why'd you punch him? One new text message from Jack Will, December 31st, 4:56 p.m. I don't know. One new text message from August, December 31st, 4:58 p.m. Liar. I bet he said something about me, right? One new text message from Jack Will, December 31st, 5:02 p.m. He's a jerk, but I was a jerk too. Really, really, really sorry for what I said, dude. Okay? Can we be friends again? One new text message from August, December 31st, 5:03 p.m. Okay. One new text message from Jack Will, December 31st, 5:04 p.m. Awesome! One new text message from August, December 31st, 5:06 p.m. But tell me the truth, okay? Would you really want to kill yourself if you were me? One new text message from Jack Will, December 31st, 5:08 p.m. No! I swear on my life. But dude, I would want to kill myself if I were Julian. One new text message from August, December 31st, 5:10 p.m. LOL. Yes, dude, we're friends again. Page 168, back from winter break. Despite what Tushman said, there was no clean slate when I went back to school in January. In fact, things were totally weird from the second I got to my locker in the morning. I'm next to Amos, who's always been a pretty straight-up kid, and I was like, yo, what up? And he basically just nodded a half hello and closed his locker and left. I was like, okay, that was bizarre. And then I said, hey, what up, to Henry, who didn't even bother half-smiling but just looked away. Okay, so something's up. Dissed by two people in less than 5 minutes. Not that anyone's counting. I thought I'd try one more time with Tristan, and boom, same thing. He actually looked nervous, like he was afraid of talking to me. I've got a form of the plague now, is what I thought. This is Julian's payback. And that's pretty much how it went all morning. Nobody talked to me. Not true. The girls were totally normal with me. And August talked to me, of course. And actually, I have to say, both Maxes said hello, which made me feel kind of bad for never ever hanging out with them in the 5 years I've been in their class. I hoped lunch would be better, but it wasn't. I sat down at my usual table with Luca and Isaiah. I guess I thought since they weren't in the super popular group, but were kind of middle-of-the-road jock kids, that I'd be safe with them. But they barely nodded when I said hello. Then when our table was called, they got their lunches and never came back. I saw them find a table way over the other end of the cafeteria. They weren't at Julian's table, but they were near him, like on the fringe of popularity. So anyway, I'd been ditched. I knew table switching was something that happened in the fifth grade, but I never thought it would happen to me. I felt really awful being at a table by myself. I felt like everyone was watching me. It also made me feel like I had no friends. I decided to skip lunch and go read in the library. The war. It was Charlotte who had the inside scoop on why everyone was dissing me. I found the note inside my locker at the end of the day. Meet me in room 301 right after school. Come by yourself, Charlotte. She was already inside the room when I walked in. Sup, I said. Hey, she said. She went over to the door, looked left and right, and then closed the door and locked it from the inside. Then she turned to face me and started biting her nail as she talked. Look, I feel bad about what's going on. I just wanted to tell you what I know. Promise you won't tell anyone when I talk to you? Promise. So Julian had this huge holiday party over winter break, she said. I mean huge. My sister's friend had her sweet 16 at the same place last year. There were like 200 people there. So I mean it's a huge place. Yeah, and? Yeah, and? Well, pretty much everybody in the whole grade was there. Not everybody, I joked. Right, not everybody, duh. But like even parents were there, you know? Like my parents were there. You know Julian's mom is the vice president of the school board, right? So she knows a lot of people. Anyway, so basically what happened at the party was that Julian went around telling everyone that you punched him because you had emotional problems. What? and that you would have gotten expelled, but his parents begged the school not to expel you. What? And that none of it would have happened in the first place if Tushman hadn't forced you to be friends with Augie. He said his mom thinks that you, quote-unquote, snapped under the pressure. I couldn't believe what I was hearing. No one bought into that, right? I said. She shrugged. That's not even the point. The point is he's really popular, and you know, my mom heard that his mom is actually pushing the school to review Augie's application to Beecher. Can she do that? It's about Beecher not being an inclusion school. That's the type of school that mixes normal kids with special needs. That's just stupid. Augie doesn't have special needs. Yeah, but she's saying that if the school is changing the way they do things in some ways, but they're not changing anything. Yeah, they did. Did you notice they changed the theme of the New Year art show? In past years, fifth graders painted self-portraits, but this year they made us do those ridiculous self-portraits as animals, remember? It's a big freaking deal. I know. I'm not saying I agree. I'm just saying that's what she's saying. I know. This is just so messed up. I know. Anyway, Julian said that he thinks being friends with Augie is bringing you down, and that for your own good, you need to stop hanging out with him so much. And if you start losing all your old friends, it'll be a big wake-up call. So basically, for your own good, he's going to stop being your friend completely. News flashed. I stopped being his friend completely first. Yeah, but he's convinced all the boys to stop being your friend for your own good. That's why nobody's talking to you. You're talking to me. Yeah, well, this is more of a boy thing, she explained. The girls are staying neutral. Except Savannah's group, because they are going out with Julian's group. But to everybody else, this is really a boy war. I nodded. She tilted her head to one side and pouted like she felt sorry for me. Is it okay that I told you all this, she said. Yeah, of course. I don't care who talks to me or not, I lied. This is all just so dumb. She nodded. Hey, does Augie know any of this? Of course not. At least not from me. In summer? I don't think so. Look, I better go. Just so you know, my mom thinks Julian's mom is a total idiot. She says she thinks people like her are more concerned about what their kids' class pictures look like than doing the right thing. You heard about the photoshopping, right? Yeah, that was just sick. Totally, she answered, nodding. Anyway, I better go. I just wanted you to know what was up and stuff. Thanks, Charlotte. I'll let you know if I hear anything else, she said. Before she went out, she looked left and right outside the door to make sure she saw no one saw her leaving. I guess even though she was neutral, she didn't want to be seen with me.